So when did you first visit King's Home, Alan?
My first visit, I think, to King's Home would have been about 1948. And I was playing for the Gloucester Schoolboys. And at that time, we were brought to King's Home as schoolboys. We had to, I think, change in the present shed. Yeah. We're just changing our jog. And we had a demonstration of kicking. And the short kick was demonstrated by Ilted Pierce. And the demonstration of the long kick was by Bill Hook. And he was showing us how he kicked and how he could twist the ball by kicking it around the lace. And we just generally walked around and introduced King. So that was the first time I ever saw King's Home. It was a long way away, Gloucester, from Shelton for me.
Yeah, so you didn't go there as a spectator, as a boy?
No, in all honesty, I didn't. I didn't go there as a spectator, yeah. Because by the time I'd left school, I was concentrating on my rugby at Cheltenham. No, I didn't. My wife Esme was a Gloucester. She was Gloucester, in fact, supported Gloucester way before I came on the scene. But I didn't come across again to Gloucester. Not on a regular basis at all, but I'd never watched rugby until I did come across after the war, in the 50s.
And when you finished your national service, did you go back to Cheltenham?
I went back to Cheltenham, yes. And virtually, I was at Cheltenham mainly during the period 49 when I joined Cheltenham as a youngster until 59 when I came back for Gloucester the second time.
Yes,
but I did come to Gloucester 1956 for a short while.
For a month, yeah.
Quite for a month. And there was
I've been reading the committee minutes about that, Alan. Oh. It says committee minutes record that on the 31st of July 1956, A. Townsend, formerly of the Cheltenham Club, has applied for membership, as has D.W. Jones. And they also thought that Brian Lane would probably make himself available for the coming season. So were there three of you came across from Cheltenham?
No, the other two were for Gloucester Born and Bred.
Ah, right.
Brian Lane, I think, was an Old Kirktian.
Ah.
And David Jones was Central School. But they were Gloucester local boys.
Right.
I was the only foreigner that came. I came from Cheltenham. And partly, I thoroughly enjoyed my time at Cheltenham. There's no going getting away from that. But I started courting, and I was coming across to Gloucester. And I just paid for the county in 54 when I was 21. And several people said, "Oh, you ought to go to Gloucester." But sadly, you always had a better chance of getting in the county, in my opinion, if you played for Gloucester than the other. Cheltenham, Stroud, Lydney. You had to play twice as well, in my opinion, than you did at Gloucester to get in the county. Mm. So they told me and said, "Well, try Gloucester." It's 56, 2 years old. And so I came across. I wasn't disenchanted with Gloucester at all at that time, but there was a good lot of prop forwards. There always was in Gloucester. You had no trouble in getting good prop forwards from the combinations around Cheltenham. They were good, solid players. Didn't get my place regularly to start with, and then I was not being pestered, but they kept on getting telephone calls from Gloucester Cheltenham, so I went back to Cheltenham.
But that wasn't for very long, was it? Because committee minutes of the 2nd of October 56 record that you had decided to resign and return to Cheltenham, for which the committee had no objection, so clearly this was done quite amicably.
I would never do anything against the club, any club I was with. I always treated it fair and square. So what happened? I went back to Cheltenham.
Well, can we just talk about those few games that you played for Gloucester in 1956?
I only played one game for the first, which was game there.
Could I take you back a little bit further, Alan? Because you said you were talking about playing for the county before you played for Gloucester.
Yes.
And I think in 54-55 you played four games for the county.
Yes, I did. You played against British Police
and then all three of the group games.
Yes, I got my cap, which in those days you had to play three championship games in one championship season.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my cap.
And you were barely 21, which is young for a prop.
Yes, I was... I was young for prop. Everything was going right for me then, and
yeah.
And I was delighted because, as I say, I was playing in the front row with George Hastings, who was another Cheltenham Grammar School. Well, George hadn't got his cap at that stage. We were both Cheltenham Grammar School, and Cyril Thomas was playing. Anything. So there were three Gloucester captains, as it turned out, in the front.
Pretty impressive.
Yes, I did thoroughly enjoy. But then the next season, a season had gone by, and there were various. They were all good players. But there was when you'd gone back to Cheltenham, you were forgotten a bit for the next. Anyway, I didn't get in for some years, and I stayed at Cheltenham then from 56 until 59. But things everything in my life has been dictated by where I worked. I was in Cheltenham branch of Martin's Bank in those days. Then I got moved to Gloucester. Well, that was it. And I had no, I wanted to try again, so I tried again in 59 when I came to Gloucester Bank.
Yeah.
And everywhere I'd gone in the bank, the first thing I did was join the rugby club. So I was Cheltenham, then I came to Gloucester. I left Gloucester in about 53. I'd played about five seasons for Gloucester. Then I decided myself to retire from the first team, which was when I was about 31, and called it a day. But I sat down and became captain of the United for a season. It was very interesting. And then I did get moved then from Gloucester to Bournemouth anyway. And there again, I'd retired at Gloucester, but I started playing again at Bournemouth, where I'd been moved to, and I captained Bournemouth. And then I stayed in there for about 3 years and got moved in the bank to Bath, where I'd fully retired at one time. Then I started playing again, so I captained Bath United. And then I got moved from Bath to a place called Frome in Somerset. And there again, I went down the teams until I was captain of the fifth team when I was about 46. And then at that time, I called it a day. And then it went full circle. I came from Frome back to Cheltenham in banking. And I did watch for about a season. And I was asked if I'd stand for the committee. And I stood for the committee. So that was about 1983, I think it was.
Right.
And then I was on the old amateur committee until the end of the time, until it went to professional.
That's an incredible record of captaincy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I captained
Cheltenham for two seasons in the 50s, 57, 58, 59. Then I got moved in the bank with Martin's Bank in 59, and I came across to Gloucester.
Yeah.
I played one season under Peter Ford, and then I can well remember it. I think I was proposed by Alan Byrne or Roy Long. Anyway, it was the second row that one proposed me and the other second me. It was Roy Long and Alan Byrne. And it, in those days, the captains were elected at a players' meeting, all very democratic. And I got elected captain, and I was captain of Gloucester for 1 year. And then, quite rightly so, went through democratically, and Mickey Booth followed on after me.
Yeah, I think actually Cyril Thomas did the season before you, didn't he?
No, Peter Ford.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Cyril Thomas did the season before
Peter
Ford.
Oh, that was
Ford,
before that, was it? Yeah.
And Peter Ford was the captain before me. Although Peter captained Gloucester, of course, three times or more in the 50s anyway.
Yeah.
And so then Mickey Booth came aboard on captain. It was a good captain. They were all good captains at that time. And as I say, I decided to retire myself. And I think one of the two tries I ever scored for Gloucester, I think Mickey Booth gave it me in the game against Stroud. Just one of the last games of the season before I retired, so I scored that one. I think I scored one at Newport many years before.
I was going to ask you about that, because prop forwards always remember the tries they scored.
Yeah, well, I think I scored one at Newport.
So talk us through that one. Well, how many yards out was that now?
that wasn't far out. About 3 or 4 yards, I suppose. And as I say, Mickey Booth gave me one in the last game I played for the first. Although I did come back, a couple of games the next year because I think what happened when I retired, I stand to be corrected, but the policy changed and the 2 second rules came up for a short while as prop fours in the first. That was Alan Brin and Baggy Hudson. Yeah. They came up to the front row.
Yeah.
And I don't think they adapted to the front row and enjoyed it so much. And I think they slipped back to the second row. But I'm almost certain that's what happened. And I stood down and became captain of the United. And as would happen, somebody got injured and I came up for a couple of games. Then I got injured and that was the end of my time in the first.
Yeah.
And by the end of the United season, I'd been moved to was going to be moved to Bournemouth, so I stood down as United captain. So I had a good run.
Going back to Cheltenham, could I just show you that? It's a cutting of a rather famous victory for Cheltenham over Gloucester, in which you took part.
What date is that?
54.
In 1954.
Yeah. We never, in all honesty, I like to. We never put the double cross poster when I was there, but we got very close to it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
This game was played at Gloucester.
Yes,
and I think we had quite a strong side in those days at Cheltenham. Peter Woodruff was playing, yes, and stuff. Peter Woodruff was playing, who was an international. STJ Walter was a very good county player and a Welsh trialist. Ilted Pearce, who I mentioned before, was the scrum half and county player. Alf Herbert was a young lad like myself, came from school. He came from Marlin to Cheltenham, but he went on and played for England and was captain of Cambridge University in about 1956. So we had a fairly strong side. And we beat Gloucester fair and square. Well, fair and square, we won 9-6. In those days, it was, whatever happened, it was a good victory at King's Home.
But it was the first time, just to explain, it was the first time for 24 years that Cheltenham had won at King's Home on April the 8th, 1954.
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Gloucester put out a good side that day, I think.
Yes, well, yes.
It was actually captained by the great John Gwilym.
Ah, John, yes. My wife speaks to John occasionally. He's still he's still alive and going strong in the north of England. But yeah, he was an outstanding player, of course, John Gwilym.
Captain of Wales.
Yes, captain of Wales.
He was a Grand Slam captain, I think.
I think twice.
I think they dropped him in between, too.
Did they?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's certainly revered in Welsh circles still.
Oh, very much so.
Great,
yeah,
captain.
Very much so, yeah. Much. But you're quite right, there's very few games that Cheltenham won at Gloucester, mm-hmm. at King's Home.